Solin Ungar, Boundaries. The universe does not revolve around you. The stars and planets spinning through the ballroom of space dance with one another quite outside of your small life. You cannot hold gravity or seasons. Even air and water inevitably evade your grasp. Why not, then, let go? You could move through time like a shark through water, neither restless or ceasing, absorbed in and absorbing the native element. Why pretend you can do otherwise? The world comes in at every pore, mixes in your blood before breath releases you into the world again. Did you think the fragile boundary of your skin could build a wall? Listen, every molecule is humming its particular pitch. Of course, you are a symphony. Whose tune do you think the planets are singing as they dance? So that sense of that deep interconnection with all that is, and that body may reveal this to us, open us to this. And so we'll come into the body scan by listening now to the bells. So taking time to ensure some comfort and ease for yourself. Adjusting as need be. And ensuring that the posture is one that will be good for wakefulness. Remembering too your lovely intentions for being here, letting them too be a guide. So feeling those touch points of body. Allowing for some nice full breaths, connecting even more deeply with body through breathing. Sinking into your posture with each out-breath. And letting the breath settle and gently go into the background of awareness. As we begin now with this sweeping body scan that will begin with the top of the head, and we'll go through the layers of the body, the outer layer, the skin, then the flesh, then the bone. And I'll lead you through this. Skin, flesh, bone. I will also remind you as we go through this practice of how the body is changing and invite you to really notice the impermanence of body. To really notice too the dukkha of body as will be expressed by the term imperfect, imperfect. And I will invite you too to open to the not-self characteristic with the with the word impersonal as a way to open to what's being experienced right now is arising out of a multitude of conditions and causes and is not self-defining. And so, releasing that sense of whole body and letting the attention come lightly to the top of the head as we feel the skin, the scalp, the top, the back, and the sides. Noticing the ears, skin of the ears. Feeling through the skin of the face from the forehead down to the chin. Letting your awareness be a light touch. Feeling the skin of the neck. And down the arms to the fingertips. Even at the level of the skin, we can feel the impermanent nature of this body, how it's changing. There's a sense of movement, even with a light touch of awareness. Feeling now the chest and the belly, the skin, light touch. And down the back. The skin. Impermanent. Imperfect. Impersonal. And feeling the skin from the pelvic region down the legs to the toes. A light touch of awareness. No forcing. and as it makes sense to you, having a sense of the whole body, the skin of the whole body. And now we'll slow it down and beginning at the soles of the feet, slowing it down and going deeper to the flesh and the soles of the feet and through the feet, feeling the flesh, the muscles. And then into the lower legs, the flesh. And into the knees, deep into the knees, the flesh. And then the whole length of the thighs. The flesh, the muscles. Noticing the aliveness of the body. Into the buttocks, pelvic region, feeling the flesh. And pivoting now to the hands. A great deal we can feel here in the palms and fingers and thumbs, the flesh. Can you feel the movement? Backs of the hands too. Impermanent. Ever changing. And now through the forearms to the elbows. Include the elbows. And now the flesh, the muscles of the upper arms. Into the shoulders. impermanent, imperfect, impersonal. And shifting now down to the belly, feeling the flesh, the muscles, the belly wall. And within the flesh, shifting awareness to the back, the low back, and move up the back, feeling the muscles, the flesh of the back. Imperfect. Impersonal. Impermanent. Taking the attention to the upper back and into the back of the neck, feeling the flesh all through the shoulder muscles and back of the neck. And then bringing the awareness forward into the chest region and feeling the flesh of the chest wall and the front of the neck. And now bringing the attention into the face, feeling the flesh of the chin and the cheeks. Can you feel the movement here? The flesh of the mouth and inside the mouth, the lips. The upper lip through the nose. and the eyelids, the eyes, and the muscles around and into the forehead, feeling the flesh. And over the scalp, the back, the sides, the top of the head, the ears, feeling the flesh. And as it makes sense to you, feeling the flesh of the whole body. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal. And now bringing the intention to go deeper into body awareness by intending to feel the bone. It's more about the intention, though some of the bones can be well felt. Some it's more simply that intention to go deeper. And you may surprise yourself how much you actually can feel. And so feeling the bone of the cranium, the skull. And the bony cartilage of the ears, not exactly bone, but it's bony. And feeling the bone of the forehead and the orbits of the eyes. And the cheekbones. And the jaw. Feeling free to move the mouth, to feel the jaw. Sense of the boniness of the nose. Cartilage there too, for the most part, but it's bony. Hardness. And then, of course, inside the mouth with the teeth, feeling the bone of the teeth. Feeling the bone of the face and head. Now, letting the attention drop down into the chest. You might even in the neck, first of all, feel your Adam's apple, bony. And then down into the chest where we can feel the clavicles and sternum and ribs. So notice the breathing, and you can feel the bones moving. And then let the attention come to the shoulder joints, feeling down the arms, the upper arms, feeling the bone, the shoulders, the humerus. Feeling the bones at the elbows, the three bones coming together, radius, ulna, humerus, and down the length of the forearms. A sensing into the bones, a deepening of awareness. And then into the hands, the thumbs, the wrist joints. Maybe hard to detect the multiple bones there. But really noticing in the backs of the hands and through the fingers and thumbs, the bones. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal. And then letting that be as we come to the back of the neck and letting our awareness trace down the back of the neck, down the back, feeling the spine, the ribs, the shoulder blades. So you feel the breath, the movement of the breath. You'll feel the shoulder blades, the spine, the ribs moving. All the way down to the tailbone. Feeling the bones of the pelvis. Now into the hip joints. And feeling the great femurs all the way down to the knees and the thighs. So if you feel into the sitting bones, you've got the head of the femur. and feeling the boniness at the knees, the femur, the patella, the kneecaps. And our shins, the tibia, and along the outsides, the fibula. So feeling down the lower legs, feeling the bones. And then feeling into the bones at the ankles. And through the feet to the toes and the heels. There's multiple bones in here, some of them near the surface we can feel. I'm having a sense, if you will, if it makes sense to you, of the bones of the whole body, the whole skeleton. And on top, the flesh of the whole body. In the skin. Skin, flesh, bone. Impermanent. Imperfect. Impersonal.